Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
On the walls of a London gallery hang photographs that tell an altogether different story of Mogadishu. The images, most of which have never before been seen in public, show the compact, Arab-style Mogadishu of the 13th century, the elegant white Italian colonial buildings that gave it the name the Pearl of the Indian Ocean, the stark socialist structures of the 60s and 70s. The Somali architect Rashid Ali put together the exhibition. He's worried that the current rebuilding of the city, after the return of a degree of stability, will destroy forever what remains of its past.
Well, this transformation is not based on kind of a knowledge and without any sort of policies. It's very easy for these buildings to be entirely sort of demolished. My point of view is that these buildings should be preserved and not destroyed at all, because they're really important to the country, to the country's history.
As well as the photographs and videos in the exhibition, there's an architectural model built by Rashid Ali.
I see culture as a tool for revitalizing and rehabilitating the city. So this is what I call a kind of a miniature city, which is a cultural hub, essentially. Artists, the studio spaces, there's a library, there's a small cinema, there's a cafe, there's a bookshop, and then it sits on top of a hillside, so you can actually overlook Hamarwini, which is the old city, and look at the Indian Ocean.
It's as yet unclear whether Mr. Ali's dream of a cultural centre for Mogadishu will become a reality, or whether what remains of the city's past will be preserved. But this exhibition makes clear that Mogadishu has the potential to be a great African city, especially if its architectural past can be included in its future.
Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.